Managed bees spread and intensify diseases in wild bees. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Wild pollinators are in decline across many parts of the world, and in order to combat this, managed honeybees and bumblebees are frequently shipped in to provide valuable pollination services to crops. But does this practice pose any risk to the wild bees? First, let's define the term managed bees. Here's University of California Riverside spokesperson Iqbal Pitalwa.
What do we mean by managed bees?
The ones they have. So they take the ones that they already have with them and take them into the fields to help the wild bees in a way. So these managed bees are ones that are already being managed by scientists and beekeepers.
Dr. Peter Greystock, a postdoctoral researcher in the Department of Entomology, also at University of California, Riverside, has examined the evidence by analyzing the large body of research done in this area to come to the conclusion that managed bees are spreading diseases to wild bees. Even in cases when the managed bees do not have a disease, they still stress local wild bees, making them more susceptible to disease, said Dr. Greystock. The loss of wild pollinators will ultimately either reduce crop yields or increase the reliance on and cost of shipping in more managed bees. And that, of course, will cascade into increased costs in foods. Sticky situation.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.